Welcome to Nightlife, the podcast.
The Mighty Challenge.
Yes, for your Friday edition of The Mighty Challenge, it is a little Halloween themed tonight. I'll tell you what the categories are in just a moment. Let's start things off. Oh, I should give you the number, 1-300-800-222. If you want to get in line to play the challenge tonight, we have successfully found the Gardening Australia magazines, calendars, and diaries that I was telling you about last week, saying that we couldn't find them. We have found them. Producer Rose went and found them. So if you did win last week, you will get one of those things. And you know what? If you win tonight, you're going to get one of those as well, either a calendar or a diary or a magazine. But it'll be something on top of the magnet. 1-300-800-222. Get a question right, move on to the next question. Get a question wrong and you're let go. To kick us off tonight is George in Fremantle. Good evening. Good evening again to you, George.
Yeah, I think it's evening over here.
Yes, it is.
That's still James, evening. Isn't it?
It is. James? How's your day been?
Last week, I think.
Yeah, I was here last week and the week before, and I'll be here next week, and then Suzanne's back.
Oh, what are your topics tonight?
Well, we've got they're kind of scary themed. We've got the week that was. We've got Gugga Ghosts, Frankensteins, devils, and potluck. I'm not going to be doing the alliteration from now on. So that's it.
Does the potluck theme revolve around Halloween at all?
Yeah, kinda.
It's completely.
Well, it's a mix. It's okay. A mix.
Let's give that a whirl. Might as well one mat. Now there's anything else.
Sure thing. Okay, let's go. Question number one in potluck. Edvard Munch wrote, "Could only have been painted by a madman on a copy of which famous artwork?"
I think it's called The Scream.
Yes, The Scream. He wrote it on the screen. Very good. We're off to a good start, George. Okay, question number two. Do you want to stay with potluck?
Might as well.
Okay. What body part hangs in the back of the throat and prevents food from going up the nose when swallowing?
I think it's the uvula.
Yes, it's the uvula. Very good. Well, let's just power on. Still in potluck?
Yes, please.
Okay. Name either of the two films in which Nicole Kidman has played a witch.
I'm not very good on this sort of thing. It was not the, what's it called? Weird film. I think a hubby was in it, was he? Would that be right?
I don't think he was in this. Also, depending which hubby, but the second one isn't in many movies.
No, I was thinking of Tom Cruise.
Yeah, right.
I think he was a hubby at some stage, wasn't he?
He was a hubby at some stage, yeah.
Yeah. I think she just got rid of the last one, hasn't she?
Yeah, they've broken up this year.
He was playing up, so.
Well, who knows what to believe in the tabloids, George?
Sorry?
Who knows what to believe in the tabloids?
Yeah, exactly. Although it was on the TV, so it has to be true. hang on. I have The old brain's not working right.
That's okay. We might. Are you going to leave it here, George?
Yeah, look, I think I better. I mean, it'll probably come to me just when I hang up.
It will. It will. Well, yeah. good to chat again and talk to you again soon.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, George. George in Fremantle there. 1-300-800-222. Lorenzo's in Fulham Gardens. Hello again, Lorenzo.
Hello there, James. Hello, all the nightlife listeners on this Halloween night.
Yes. Have you been doing anything scary tonight, Lorenzo?
Well, not really, James. So I have to report from the western suburbs of Adelaide, hardly any trick-or-treaters. And I think that might be the cost of living crisis has kicked in. The confectionery costs have increased. And look, the ABC's been on the money. They've been going ad nauseum about the cost of living crisis. Mm. And it's hit tonight. I can just report that.
Oh, okay. So no one was coming to your door tonight, Lorenzo?
Not a single brass razoo. But you know what? But I'm concerned about sugar consumption, so if any little tacker came begging, I'd get the celery and carrot sticks out and just encourage, fruit and veg. That's what it's all about.
You're that household, Lorenzo.
Which would explain why there was some eggs on the window tonight, but who knows where they came from.
Okay, we're on question number three. Are you a bit of a Nicole Kidman fan?
I am a bit. I've seen a few of her films, yeah.
Okay. So we need one of two in which Nicole Kidman has played a witch.
Is it Bewitched?
Yes, Bewitched is one of them.
Excellent.
Bewitched is one of them, the other one being Practical Magic.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Which, if I remember correctly, was directed by Griffin Dunn, who was here just 2 weeks ago. Or was it last week? Gosh. Oh, it was last week, just last week. I think he did Practical Magic. That's what we talked about. Okay. Question number four. Do you want to stay with potluck? Otherwise, we've got devils, Frankenstein's, ghosts, and the week that was.
Can I have the week that was, please?
Yes, you like that one.
Yeah.
Okay, first one. Which team defeated Matildas 3-0 on Wednesday morning?
I think it was the England.
Yes, England is correct. I also would have accepted the Lionesses.
Excellent.
Stay with the week that was, Lorenzo?
Yes, please.
All right. What is the name of the hurricane that made landfall in Jamaica this week?
I saw the news story. I can't quite remember the name. Sorry, James.
Oh, that's okay, Lorenzo. What do you got planned for the rest of the weekend?
My son's going to have a hit of badminton. I might go for a bike ride, and then I might read my glossy ABC gardening magazine, which probably has Costa on every second page, and that's got to be a good thing. You can't have enough of Costa.
You can't get enough of Costa. No.
Certainly not.
Thank you, Lorenzo. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. Thank you, James. See ya.
See you. Lorenzo there, Fulham Gardens, 1-300-800-222 is the number to call to play the Mighty Challenge tonight. We're up to question number four. Louise is in Box Hill. Good evening to you, or good morning to you, Louise.
Hi, how are you?
Good, welcome back.
Thank you.
How's your week been?
Very quiet.
Oh, well, no news is good news sometimes. Okay, question four. What is the name of the hurricane that made landfall in Jamaica this week?
Is it Melissa?
Yes, it was Melissa. Yeah, well done. Now, Louise, do you want to stay with the week that was? Otherwise, we've got ghosts, Frankensteins, devils, and potluck.
Did you say one called devils?
Yes.
Oh, I better go for that.
Okay.
Here we go. Sounds a bit creepy.
Yeah. Well, they all sound a little bit creepy, don't they, Neely? Okay. Which Rolling Stones song is the opening track on 1968's Beggar's Banquet?
Sympathy for the Devil?
Yes, it is Sympathy for the Devil, yeah. I thought I had audio for that. No, but we don't. Okay. Do you want to stay with devils?
Why not?
Okay. In which Australian state or territory would you find Devil's Marbles Conservation Reserve?
Oh. Is it... I'm thinking between Tasmania and Northern Territory. I'm going to say Northern Territory.
Yes, it is in the Northern Territory. Yeah, it is. Okay, let's go to... Oh, another... Same question? I mean, same category? Okay, question six, I think we're up to. Gosh, I'm so bad at keeping track. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, gosh, we're up to question 7. Okay. 2021's The Devil Made Me Do It is the third film in which horror franchise?
Oh.
Hmm.
Third film.
The Devil Made Me Do It.
Is it, I think it's someone with Vera Farmiga. Is it The Conjuring?
Yes, it's The Conjuring.
Oh.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I can picture the actress.
Uh-huh. Who was the actress? Can you remember?
I think her name was Vera Farmiga.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it a good film?
I've seen the first one, but it was a little bit too scary, so I didn't do the other two.
Yeah, understandable, understandable. Okay, Louise is in Box Hill. We're up to question 8. Still with Devils?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, we are powering through today. Tonight, Devil Inside was the 1988 hit for which Australian band?
In Excess.
Yes, it is In Excess. I got a bit here. Devil Inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside, devil inside, devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Oh, gosh, that's a good album, isn't it?
It's my first concert ever with In Excess.
Your first concert? Yep. What was it like?
Amazing.
God, Michael Hutchence, he was such a force, wasn't he?
Yeah, there's no one like him.
Yeah, did you have a crush on him when you went to the concert?
Well, no, my first crush was George Michael.
Oh, fair enough.
But I like the In Excess music. But.
Yeah, right. were you a fan of Wham though?
I loved Wham, oh, yeah, but then my taste matured, yeah.
and George's tastes kind of changed. Well, maybe they didn't change, but certainly everyone knew that he was after something else. Okay. In just a moment, we'll take another question with Louise in Box Hill.
Where do you take the ABC Listen app?
On the bus.
Walking the dog.
On my bike.
Take ABC Local Radio with you wherever you go with the ABC Listen app.
Nightlife with James Finlay. This is ABC Radio.
We're playing the Mighty Challenge with Louise in Box Hill, 1-300-800-222, if you'd like to join the queue. Okay, stay with Devils. This is the last question in Devils, Louise, if you want to stay.
Good.
Okay, which 2006 film is set in the offices of fictional magazine, fashion magazine Runway?
Oh, my favourite movie, The Devil Wears Prada.
Yes, The Devil Wears Prada. Are you excited about them making a new one?
Yes, it's coming out January next year. Can't wait.
Yeah, it's January. Oh, my gosh, so soon. Have you been keeping on top of like the photos and whatnot? It looks like everyone's coming back for it.
I think, yeah.
Well, most people
coming back: Stanley Tucci, Anne Hathaway, and of course Meryl Streep.
Yeah, yeah. Producer Sienna's just finding out that they're making a new one. Yeah, Producer Sienna, it's going to be amazing. Okay, so that's Devil's done. We're on question 11. So do you want potluck, the week that was, ghosts or Frankensteins?
I'll try the ghosts.
Okay, ghosts. Who played the title role of Sam Wheat in the 1990 film Ghost?
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, you thought you might get that one. It's one of the most iconic scenes in movie history with that pottery machine, Louise. Did it make you want to do pottery?
No, but I always think of Leslie Nielsen in The Naked Gun doing it. Pottery scene.
Doesn't quite go to plan, does it? Okay, staying on ghosts?
Yes.
Okay, 11. Okay. The ghosts of... Oh, no, wait, hang on. The original Ghostbusters movie was set in which city?
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I think it's New York, is it?
Yeah, it's New York City. Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! If something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! Big movie, big movie. Now, how many have you got right now, Louise? You're doing quite well.
I think
we're up to eight. Yes, I'm glad you're keeping count of this. Okay. Gosh, either these questions are quite easy for you tonight, Louise, or you're just having a good night. All right. We're staying with ghosts?
Yes.
The ghosts of Obi-Wan Kenobi, Anakin Skywalker, and which other character appear at the end of Return of the Jedi?
Yeah, it's totally geeked me out. Can you repeat it, please?
Yep. The ghosts of... So you got excited because it was a Star Wars movie. Okay.
No. Like, it's the opposite. As soon as I heard Star Wars, I'm like, I can't... Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The ghosts of Obi-Wan Kenobi, mm-hmm. Anakin Skywalker, and which other character appear at the end of Return of the Jedi?
I only know one other character, so I hope it's him. Is it Darth Vader?
It is not Darth Vader, no. But my gosh, Louise, you did really well tonight.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks.
Have a good one. Louise in Box Hill there. Absolutely nailing tonight's challenge, but just shy of getting the 10, but that's okay. Leaving some questions for the rest of you. 1-300-800-222 is the number to call. Nick is in Primrose Sands. Good. Nick. Nick's gone. Did Nick drop off? Yeah, okay. David is in Mount Coola. G'day, David.
Yeah, hi, James.
How are things?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
How have you been going with the questions so far?
Well, not too bad, actually. Funny, I watched Ghost tonight, actually. I certainly would have got that one. It was on TV tonight.
All right, okay. Well, let's see how you go with this movie question. The ghosts of Obi-Wan Kenobi, Anakin Skywalker, and which other character appear at the end of Return of the Jedi?
Well, I think Anakin Skywalker, he was Darth Vader, wasn't he? So, yes. Was it Yoda?
It is Yoda, yes. Yoda also appeared at the end. Now, David, do you want to stay with ghosts or do you want to change categories? We've got the week that was, Frankenstein's, and potluck.
I'll go with ghosts.
We're still on ghosts. Okay, great. The ghost of Banquo disrupts a banquet in which Shakespeare play?
Banquo, I think that was Macbeth.
Yes, it's Macbeth. Well done. This is the last question in Ghosts.
Okay, I'll take that.
Okay. Who wrote the 19th century ghost stories, The Signal Man, The Haunted House, and The Hanged Man's Bride?
I don't really know any of those, but the guy who wrote the Raven and the Pit and the Pendulum. What was his name again? I think it's just
The Raven, written by... Oh.
The tip of your tongue, isn't it, David?
And The Fall of the House of Usher. I know everything he wrote. I mean, that's the right guy. Horror author, 19th century, American guy. Well, I'm just having a senior moment, I think.
That's okay. And you might be helping the next person by the sounds.
Well, that's the way it's going at the moment.
Yes.
It's crazy. I can't remember this guy's name. I think I've passed it on.
David.
As soon as we hang up, I'll remember
you. You'll remember it. Yeah, that's the way it goes. Oh, well, you got much planned for the weekend?
No, just watch my son's baseball game tomorrow and,
A good one.
About it, really, yeah.
Well, enjoy that and we'll talk to you another night.
Okay, thanks, James.
Thanks, David. Bye, see you. Okay, 1-300-800-222 is the number to call to play here on ABC Radio. This is Nightlife. It's the Mighty Challenge. Nick's back in Primrose Sands. We lost you, Nick, but we've got you back.
We have not got the best bandwidth down here. It's a bit isolated, a bit regional, but it's okay. We're here now.
Okay, well, I'm glad that we've got you now. Who wrote the 19th century ghost stories, The Signal Man, The Haunted House, and The Hanged Man's Bride?
Yes, Charles Dickens.
Yes, Charles Dickens. I think David may have been giving you some clues there too.
He did. That was the...
Okay, well, that's ghosts done, which is we're powering through. We're up to question number 15 or 16. I think it might be 16. 16. Do you want Frankenstein's The Week That Was or Potluck?
Well, Louise did a great job to get us as far as she did.
I know.
Hoping that she got us close enough, but I don't think I'm going to get to the finish line. But the music section would be lovely, please.
The music section?
Yeah, well, there's got to be a couple of music songs, like the Monster Mash or...
Well, they kind of spread out. There's one music question in Frankenstein's.
Let's go to Frankenstein's. Yeah.
Okay, it's not the first one, though, but anyway. Who played Frankenstein's monster in the 1931 Universal film?
Boris Karloff.
Yes, it's Boris Karloff. Very
music
good.
Music section, please.
Yeah, okay. Over at Frankenstein's Place is a song from which 1975 film?
Hello to Cyril up there in Lotana, my dad, who's not down the shack with us tonight. But I'm going to say that is not Grease, but it is not Grease.
It's not Grease, no.
No, it's not, but that's a it's definitely a scary movie if you
Yeah. Which is the Until kind the of the theme. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Nick.
Take care.
Oh, take care. Have a good one. Nick in Primrose Sands there. Wanted the music question. Fell down at the last note, I guess we can call it. 1-300-800-222 to join the queue to play the challenge. Let's go to Newcastle where Joanna is. Good morning, Joanna.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. How have you been going with the questions so far?
Well, some of them. not a great deal.
Okay. Well, let's see how you go with this one. Mm. Over at Frankenstein's Place is a song from which 1975 film?
Well, I'm thinking it's the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes, it is the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And we even played this 2 weeks ago when we talked about the Rocky Horror Picture Show celebrating 50 years.
Yeah, well, that was the clue, wasn't it? 1975.
Yeah, 1975.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Joanna, do you want to stay with Frankenstein's? Do you want to go to The Week That Was, or do you want to go to Potluck?
Oh, I'll try another Frankenstein. Is it?
Yep, okay. Frankenstein's. Which Oscar-winning Mexican filmmaker directed the 2025 adaptation of Frankenstein?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
No.
It's okay. We're finally getting to some harder ones.
I have no idea.
That's okay. Okay. Well, Joanna, have a good one.
Yeah, and you. Bye-bye.
Talk thanks. Soon. Trev's in Surfers Paradise. G'day, Trev.
Oh, hello, James.
Hello, welcome back.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Glad. Okay, we're in Frankenstein category. Have you had any trick-or-treaters coming to your house tonight?
Look, if any kid comes dressed in a mask, I'll go out just looking the way I normally do and they will be...
They'll turn around. Okay. Well, on that note, the Oscar-winning Mexican filmmaker directed the 2025 adaptation of Frankenstein. Which Mexican filmmaker directed it?
God, I haven't reviewed my list of Mexican film directors in the last few weeks.
I can't even remember a film coming out this year called Frankenstein, but...
No, look, they come out, and they come out on platforms that, you know, Paramount or something.
That's true.
There's some great shows that us with free-to-air TV just have to wait for.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, this guy is Oscar-winning, but... We're going to have to pass,
yeah,
Trev?
I want a Mexican name.
Well, yeah, I guess he does, yeah.
Ferruccio Carruccio.
It is not Ferruccio Carruccio, but look, better luck next time, Trev. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, James. I hope so for both our benefit.
I'm back on Sunday. Talk to you soon. Trev in Surfers Paradise, 1-300-800-222. Barbara's in Falconbridge. G'day, Barbara.
Hello, James.
How are you?
I'm good. I was watching all the kids march by in their costumes.
Did you see some good costumes?
Yes, so I had lovely costumes, but they didn't come in here. We seemed to be on the banned list. I don't know why. Probably because the last time I had kids come here, I gave them an apple.
Oh, so maybe word got around.
Yeah.
And no more knocking at Barbara's door.
But 40 years ago, my son went out trick-or-treating. That was quite something in those days, but he did rather well. Came back with a sack full of lollies.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, so we're on a movie question. Which Oscar-winning Mexican filmmaker directed the 2025 adaptation of Frankenstein?
Sancho Panzés. I just made that up.
Well, it's of the essence, but unfortunately it's not correct. What do you got planned for the weekend, Barbara?
I'm just going to relax.
Oh, that sounds perfect.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea. All right, we'll talk to you again later.
Yeah, bye.
Thanks, Barbara. Barbara in Falconbridge there. Mark is in Port Pirie. G'day, Mark.
Yeah, hi.
How are you doing?
Yeah, not bad. And while you're there, James, and that's at the night, the pop quiz, and I called you, but I had to wait for half an hour, but I never got on.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
what happened there? What, do you know why?
No, I don't know why. I'm not in control.
I had to wait for... Yeah, and I never got on.
Well, but anyway, I've got you question? Now, Mark.
Yeah, I've got you now.
Yeah, okay. So this is the question. We're on question 17. Which Oscar-winning Mexican filmmaker directed the 2025 adaptation of Frankenstein?
Ooh,
it's a hard one.
Yeah, that is a hard one. No, I don't know, James.
Oh, that's all right. Well, look, hope things are good in Port Pirie tonight.
Oh, yeah, I can. Not much of it, very quiet.
Yeah, that's good. That's good news.
And yeah, okay, then, yeah.
All right, thanks, Mark. Talk soon. 1-300-800-222. We'll see if Buddy can answer this question in just a moment.
A standout feature of the ABC Listen app, free audiobooks. Tim Winton's unsettling and suspenseful The Writers and Casey Chambers' Just Don't Be a Kid and Other Profound Things I've Learned. Free audiobooks on the ABC Listen app.
This is Nightlife with James Findlay
on ABC Radio.
And we were powering through the questions earlier, weren't we? Absolutely powering through. Ding, ding, ding. Right, right, right. But now we've hit a snag at what I think might be question 17. 1-300-800-222 to join the queue. Buddy in Danford, good evening to you.
There you go, Cobb.
Not bad. How are things in Danford?
Oh, well, we're just waiting for a little bit of rain.
Mm-hmm.
It's Sanford, not Danford.
Oh, right. Okay. Well,
we're sandwiched between Casterton and Merino.
All right. Okay. Which state are we in?
Victoria.
Victoria. Okay.
Australia.
Yep. Thanks for sorting that out, buddy. All right. How are you with your film knowledge?
Well, I'm unemployed, so I do a bit of watching of the television.
Okay, very good. All right, so I'm after the Oscar-winning filmmaker that directed Frankenstein in 2025, the 2025 adaption.
Is it Del Toro?
Yeah, okay. It is Del Toro. We'll take that. It's Guillermo Del Toro, but... Jill Del Toro is good enough, I think, after what we've just gone through. Okay, now, do you want to stay with Frankenstein's or do you want to move to The Week That Was or is there one? There's still two more questions in potluck.
We'll go The Week That Was.
All right. Okay, Susan Lee called for Anthony Albanese to apologize after he wore a T-shirt from which English rock band?
Oh, it had a penis on it.
Did it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it did.
Okay, I didn't notice that, surprisingly.
Oh, well, it looked like, well, is that what, it was a black T-shirt with a white,
Yeah. But what was the band, buddy?
Not Joy Division. It was, oh, hang on.
Come on, buddy.
It wasn't Joy. It was something to do with the, German, oh, yeah, I was going to say Joy Division. Yeah.
Well, it is Joy Division. So,
yeah,
right, yep. Yeah, right. I was wondering whether you're going to go with that in the end, but it is. Yes, yeah. It was a Joy Division T-shirt, buddy.
And it looked like a bit of a willy on the front.
All right.
It sort of suited him, didn't it?
Yep. I don't know. Okay. All right. So next question. I think this might be 19. Do you want to stay with The Week That Was?
What's the other one? Potluck.
Yeah, Potluck and Frankenstein's.
Now, let's bloody... have a throw at Potluck, Digger.
All right. Which country has the top level internet domain code .cn?
Sorry, what was that?
Which country has the top level internet domain code .cn?
CN?
Yep, C for Charlie, N for, I don't know, Napier. I don't know my call sign.
China.
Yes, It is China, the People's Republic of China. Stay with potluck. That's the last question in potluck. Okay. In which Shakespeare play does the title character die at the halfway point?
Macbeth.
It is not Macbeth.
I'm out of luck.
You are out of luck, buddy. But look, you got a few right, which is nothing to be upset about.
Can I give a shout out to my real good mate Stephen Carter from Panola?
You sure can.
I know you'll be listening.
All right, thanks, buddy, Hi, Stephen. Buddy in Sanford there, 1-300-800-222. Okay. Maureen is in Kalbarra Beach. G'day, Maureen.
Hello, James.
How are you? Maureen, are you there?
Yep.
Okay, good. It was just cutting out a little bit there. How are things in Kalbarra Beach tonight?
Very rainy. But nice now.
Okay. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
All right. So how are you with your Shakespeare?
My goodness, not very well. Thanks. No.
Okay. Well, in which Shakespeare play does the title character die at the halfway point?
I thought Macbeth, but last contestant said that. So Othello, is it? Another one.
Are you gonna choose that? Where are you, Maureen? This is a bad line. There you are. What are you going with?
Awesome.
It is not Othello, no. But we'll leave you there, Maureen. Thank you for the call. 1-300-800-222. We'll go to Sam in Harvey in just a moment.
As each day begins,
get the facts you need to stay informed.
Every day, across your day,
stay with Australia's trusted news source.
Stay in the know with ABC News.
Go to news.abc.net.au or download the ABC News app.
On ABC Radio, this is Nightlife with James Finlay.
We're doing very well with the challenge tonight. There are we're up to question number 20. And let's go to Sam in Harvey, WA. Hello again, Sam. Welcome back.
Good morning. Tim, is it?
No, it's James.
James.
Yeah.
Yeah, how you going? All right?
Not bad. How are things with you?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, not too bad. Can't complain.
Very good. All right, well, we're at the Shakespeare question for tonight. In which Shakespeare play does the title character die at the end? Die at the halfway point.
Oh, I'm tossing up between two.
Yeah.
Between Phantom of the Opera and Romeo and Juliet. Any one of those?
Do you want to pick one?
I'll say Phantom of the Opera.
No, it's not Phantom of the Opera. Unfortunately.
Okay, thanks, James.
No worries, Sam. Chat Sane.
Bye.
Let's go. Okay, Jules on the Gold Coast and a first-time caller.
Hey.
How you doing, Jules?
Very good, mate. Yourself?
I'm good. Thanks for being a first-time caller. I'd love to see it.
Yeah, mate, a long-time lurker, but I'm always driving when I hear it at stupid o'clock, so finally.
Great. Well, now's your time. Let's see if you can get a couple of questions right.
Yes, let's.
Okay. So in which Shakespeare play does the title character die at the halfway point?
Mate, it's a complete stab in the dark, but I'm going to go with Hamlet.
Oh, it's not Hamlet.
Oh, that's all right.
We're getting through. How are things on the Goldie at the moment?
Very moist.
Oh, right.
Yes, it's not
had a bit of rain
good.
Today.
Mowing tomorrow, so that's all good.
Gosh, is it humid?
Yes, typically always humid.
Yep. At this time, so,
that's all right. I'll be on inside duties tomorrow now, James.
It sounds like it. Yeah, you can't mow the lawn after it's just poured down with rain.
You can try, but yeah,
nah. Oh, well, look, thanks for being a first-time caller, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Beautiful. Thanks, James.
Thanks, Jules. Karen is in South Brisbane. Welcome back, Karen.
Oh, hi.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, sorry, but you're back. I'm back.
Yes, you're back. Glad to have you back. Have you had a good week?
Yeah, I've been storm dodging today. We've got a bit of turbulence happening here this weekend.
Oh, gosh.
We had a little bit of tragedy last weekend, so fingers crossed.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, look, you've managed to dodge the storms to call in tonight, so that's important. Shakespeare. Sure. Shakespeare, Karen.
I'm thinking Julius Caesar might be the one.
Julius Caesar is the one, Karen. Yes, Julius Caesar dies at the halfway point. Yeah. Okay, so that's potluck done. Up to question number 21. Yeah, okay. So we've got the week that was, and we've got Frankenstein's, Karen.
This is like the rule in the quiz is like I knew all the other answers, and then after this it all crashes down into misery.
That's it. That's what happens. Hey.
Okay. So let's. How many we got in the week that was, and how many we got in Frankenstein?
Two in each one.
Oh gosh. Okay. Let's go Frankenstein.
Okay. Frankenstein. Mary Shelley began writing Frankenstein while on holiday in which European country?
Which European country?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. I thought it was a UK kind of place.
It does give that vibe that I guess she was writing it in a European country.
Elsewhere. She was elsewhere. Okay, I'm going to go Austria.
It is not Austria, Karen.
Oh, well. Yeah.
The storm arrived.
Got you through, Julius,
and you're drenched. Oh, Karen. Well, we'll talk to you again.
Good.
Yeah, all's good. Lovely. Talk to you soon.
All good. Bye.
Ciao. Maximilian, welcome back.
Good evening, James.
How are you in Melbourne tonight?
I'm actually lucky to be here, James.
What happened?
I was riding my bicycle to work yesterday in the city, towards the city, and I took on a garbage truck and lost.
Oh, no.
He was going straight ahead.
Yep.
But he wasn't going straight ahead. We both had the green light. I was in his blind spot. He turned left. I went under the truck.
Oh, no.
Yes.
So he came off the bike. Did you break anything?
Broken ribs. I'm scabbed up all over the place.
Yeah.
Bruises and bruises. But I'm alive somehow. If you saw the photo, you'd be like, how is that possible?
Oh, my gosh. Well, look, I'm glad that you're with us. Yeah. My gosh. Well.
Yeah, it's like a very traumatic week.
Yeah, sounds like it. All right, well, let's see if we can turn things around. And I hope that your bad luck's behind you. We're still on this Frankenstein question. Question 21. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4. No, they're only 4? That means it's question 22, doesn't it? Okay, question 22. Mary Shelley began writing Frankenstein while on holiday in which European country?
I watched the movie not that long ago on SBS World Movies. I'm friendly with Byron, the poet, and I think they stayed at Geneva, and then time at Byron's lodgings as well. Geneva, which is in Switzerland, I guess.
Yes, Switzerland. Well, we got there. Mm. Yeah, well done. Okay, do you want to stay with Frankenstein's, Maximilian, or move to the week that was?
I'll go back to the week that was, actually.
Okay. Which British racing driver has overtaken Oscar Piastri at the top of the F1 championship standings?
Yeah, the bugger, Norris.
Yeah, it is Norris, Lando Norris. Oh, poor old Oscar.
Oh, no, there's something going on there. They don't want him to win it.
Yeah, he was going so well, and now he's being, it's kind of gives me the impression he's being held back a bit, because he's had to give up his placing for his teammate, isn't he?
They've made changes to the cars, and Norris has adapted better than Oscar.
Oscar.
I don't want the Aussie to win it. They want the Englishman to win.
All right. Is that what's going on? Well, you know, we'll see what happens in the long run. But I think he's comes across as a very sweet boy, you know?
He's the better driver.
Yeah, right. Okay, there are two questions left, Maximilian. The week that was or Frankenstein?
Stick with the week that was.
Okay. Which state has passed the first formal treaty with Indigenous traditional landowners?
Oh, that's an easy one. That's where I am, Victoria.
Yeah, I thought you might get that one. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Brings us to our last question. Question 25, Maximilian. This could really turn your week around. Which Oscar-winning actor played the monster in Kenneth Branagh's 1994 movie of Frankenstein?
I can see now. What year was it?
94.
It was the English guy. He plays a comic as well, and he played the king. Colin Firth.
It's not Colin Firth. No. Oh, sorry, Maximilian. But hey, look, hope you sleep well tonight and your recovery's going all right.
Yeah, I got good pain relief, so
okay.
I think I will.
Well, look, you got us to the end, but we'll leave you there and we'll talk to you again another night.
Thanks, James.
Glad you're doing well. Thanks, Max. Maximilian there in Melbourne. Here we are at the final question. Only four away from the next news. Adam is in Port Kembla and is a first-time player. Welcome.
Hey, thank you.
We love a first-time caller. What made you pick up the phone tonight?
Well, I was going to save you from question 17 with the Guillermo del Toro answer. And I've ended up back on a Frankenstein question, and I'm like, I'm scratching my head for this one, but I think I know.
Okay. Which Oscar-winning actor played the monster in Kenneth Branagh's 1994 movie of Frankenstein?
I think it's Robert De Niro.
Yes, it is! It's Robert De Niro! You've done it, and you're the first-time player as well.
There we go.
Where are you off to? Sounds like you're in a car.
I'm driving back to Port Kembla from Nowra at the moment.
All right. What was happening in Nowra?
I had a friend's birthday party / Halloween party. So.
Oh, good one. Yeah. Were you dressing up?
Yeah, I went as every 90s sitcom dad. So I had my brown shoes, my brown belt, a flannel shirt. Looked a lot like... Dan from Roseanne, you know.
Yeah, sounds great. Sounds like you did a good job. All right, well, yeah. I'm going to put you back on hold so we can get your details and we get a prize out to you.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Well done. Adam in Port Kembla there, first-time player.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.